Pacific Island leaders are holed up in their retreat at the Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu, trying to find consensus on their commitments to addressing climate change. Discussions were expected to be frank following the open criticism some leaders have levelled at Australia for not doing enough to lower its emissions. But for those living on the low-lying islands in the South Pacific, the effects of climate change are already plain to see. Yvette McCullough has more.
Talsi Malinga has lived in Funafuti his whole life, but he says climate change is washing the atoll of his youth away.
Yeah, it's very big change in the sea erosion. Some of part of the island is missing. I don't know if it will disappear. Also, the cyclone is always, also the heat from the sun, it's become hotter and hotter.
Talsi says he doesn't see a future for himself or his family here in Tuvalu.
So I was planning to migrate to some big country.
Is that sad for you to leave your home?
Oh, very sad, yeah. Very sad to me to leave my home island, also my custom here.
Susanna Ta'afaki works in a tourist agency. As we sit outside her shop to scooters passing by, she tells me how the rising sea levels scare her. She says Tuvalu is crying out for help from countries like New Zealand and Australia.
They could spare some finance for us on those areas, then we'll be okay and the people will be more confident that they are safe.
This morning, Jacinda Ardern went to the narrowest part of the atoll to announce that the government was ring-fencing half of its already allocated $300 million global commitment to climate change development to ensure it delivers for the Pacific. Given most of the funding was expected to go to the Pacific anyway, it seems a hollow pledge. But Ms. Ardern says it's about providing certainty. Later in the morning, forum leaders were all smiles as they posed in their matching coral shirts for their family photo. But in their closed-door retreat, it's expected some of the smaller nations would have come out strong. Tuvaluan Prime Minister Enele Sopoanga, who has criticised Australia for throwing money at climate change rather than reducing its emissions, said leaders today would be making sure they did what needs to be done. Walking into the retreat alongside Jacinda Ardern, Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama said he would be championing the climate change cause.
Oh, wait. What more can New Zealand do to help?
They've
already done enough. She's already done enough for us. Just speaking up.
While these Pacific leaders clearly feel they have an ally in Ms. Ardern, she's unlikely to go head-to-head with Australia.
Well, I'd like to think that actually what the Pacific is seeking is what New Zealand has been seeking. And so in that sense, I will be utterly consistent in the support that I hope have shown the Pacific in New Zealand and what we're doing domestically, and I'll do exactly the same again here.
Ms. Ardern made it clear she won't be calling Australia out for its domestic policies, like its use of coal.
We in New Zealand, we have our own transition to undergo, and for our own policies, we need to be answerable in these forums in the same way that everyone around the table needs to be answerable.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison was quiet and straight-faced heading into the retreat. Asked whether his country is doing enough to address climate change, his response was a simple yes. But Susanna has a message for leaders as they continue to try come to a consensus.
Now they have seen Tuvalu, to please help us because we love to stay in Tuvalu.
From Funafuti for Checkpoint, Yvette McCullough.